Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 28th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the United Nations General Assembly currently taking place in New York, USA.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave kilohertz Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com and at www.voindebele.com.
And finally, our vision for the future of this assembly. My belief in moving forward rather than backwards requires us to defend the democratic principles that allow societies to succeed. Let me start from a simple premise. Catastrophes like what we are seeing in Syria do not take place in countries where there is genuine democracy and respect for the universal values this institution is supposed to defend. I recognize that democracy is going to take different forms in different parts of the world. The very idea of a people governing themselves depends upon government giving expression to their unique culture, their unique history, their unique experiences. But some universal truths are self-evident. No person wants to be imprisoned for peaceful worship. No woman should ever be abused with impunity, or a girl barred from going to school. The freedom to peacefully petition those in power without fear of arbitrary laws. These are not ideas of one country or one culture. They are fundamental to human progress. They are a cornerstone of this institution.
And of course, Jonga, that is President Barack Obama speaking about several issues at the United Nations today. Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the UN General Assembly.
President Barack Obama addressed the UN General Assembly today, where he urged all nations to fight against war and political conflict.
President Robert Mugabe is expected to address the Assembly today, with indications that he will urge the West to lift targeted sanctions against him and his inner circle.
The UN General Assembly brings in world leaders who normally address a wide range of issues, including poverty, war, political conflicts, and development targets.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318, or post messages on Twitter, Facebook, or email at studio7news@voa.com.
Yabukambe zulukandaba lingalitshona njani lapho likhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya thina ngapha lojonga ayisiphile sibe lokuzwayo.
Ah sikhona
lindani. Ngiyaphila mfowethu.
Ndakasimba.
Awuboni ke.
Yeah.
Yeah. So ke zulukandaba namhlanje sikhuluma ngomhlangano omkhulu we United Nations General Assembly okhona ngale ke e New York ngapha eMelika. Yes, sizwile ke umnumzana uBarack Obama ekhuluma esithi sibili amazwe kumele adlelane kuhle ukwenzela ukuthi kungabi lokuxabana emhlabeni. Uthe iMelika yona yodwa ingeke yakusebenza iyodwa ngoba kungahlupha lokhu jonga. So ngokutsho kwakhe lokhu ukuthi abantu bangasebenza ndawonye bayenelisa ukuthi bafaka amakhanda eduzane lomunye lomunye acabange lapho ongaya khona ilizwe. Lese ilizwe leMelika, ilizwe leZimbabwe, lamanye amazwe atshiyeneyo. So ke uthi nxa abantu bengasebenzi ndawonye kujala ukuthi kudilike into eziningi. So ke sifuna ukuza ukuthi labantu batheni njalo siyakwazi ukuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe kumele laye aye emhlanganweni lo. Lamhlanje akhulume khona ngale. Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa engakhuluma ngamatarget sanctions
ndizvozvo
ya kunjani
tinonzwa kuti vamugabe mutungamiri wenyika vachataura sezviri kutaura Gibbs pamusoro pezvirango zvavanoti zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe vamwe vachiti aiwa zvakatemerwa vamugabe nevamwe vavo uyewo tinonzwa kuti vachataura nenyaya United Nations Security Council yavanogunun'una kuti aiwa dai yavandudzwa zvinhu zvigadziriswe asi panyaya iripo mutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama vataurawo vakati chara chimwe achitswanyinda America yoga haingapedzi matambudziko ari pasi rino nyika dzose ngadzibatane zvinova zvinokurudzirwa nevatungamiri vakawanda Gibbs kubatana kushanda pamwe
yeah for starters jonga you know the assembly is empowered to make recommendations to states on various issues, that is international issues within its competence. The Assembly has initiated actions like political, economic, humanitarian, social, and legal, which have affected the lives of millions of people around the world. So this one is one of the biggest, or let me say, it's a normal kind of assembly that, you know, like any other, usually they address some of these issues. We had on Friday, yes, we had on Friday, President Mugabe speaking about, you know, sanctions against Zimbabwe. He also spoke about the land issue, and he said the land issue had come right in terms of, you know, tackling people's problems. So he spoke about poverty and all those kind of things. So I think we've got our first guest. Do you know who that is?
Tina Vajwe Mabenge, vanoyesa chigaro wesangano reZimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development, kana kuti ZIMCOD. Vamabenge, togamuchirai pachirongwa.
Tinotenda nekutikoka pachirongwa icho chino.
Zvinokosha
zvakare kuvateereri venyu kwazuvai.
Ndizvozvo zvinokosha zvikuru kunge tichitsikwawo nemi, tinotenda Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Mabenge, this United Nations General Assembly is not a new thing, and this is the 70th session. So what do you think about these kind of events? Do they help anybody?
The first thing really, Gibbs and Jonga, and Tuli, is that events that must happen annually. And the world has been changing, and more critically, we begin to ask what they are serving, what purpose they are serving.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing really is that it is important for world leaders to occasionally meet, reflect on situations in different countries as a collective, and try and sort of like way forward. Presumably it is a way forward that benefits the generality of the people that they would, the billions of people that can't make it to such meetings in New York.
I think his phone is really breaking there. Yeah, pane
parikuita
dambudziko.
Yeah. Mabenge.
No, Mr. Mabenge, can you, if you can hear us, can you just walk around so that you are in a good place? Or maybe we can call you back. So I hope our producers are going to call him back, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So, in Shona, what...
Vanga vachitsanangura vamabenge kuti misangano iyi yagara inongoitwa makore ose. Asi chikuru ndechekutarisa kuti zvii zvinonga zvazobuda kubva misangano iyoyi zvakomekedzwa zviri kuzonoitwa here kunyika idzodzo zvikuru tatasa nyika yedu yeZimbabwe zviri kuzonovandudzwa here zvinenge zvakurudzirwa zvisinei Gibbs tanzwa kuti nemumwe wevadare vedu vanove muzvare Maureen Kademaunga vanozikana nekuongorora nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika nekurwira kodzero dzevanhu makadi muzvare Kademaunga tichiti tinokugamuchirai pachirongwa
ndiri pangu makadinio ndinotenda
aiwa tiri vapenyu nyaya iri mudariro ndiyoyi yemusangano mukuru weUnited Nations General Assembly tina vajoe mabhenge vari parunhara asi nhare yavo inenge iri kumboti tsvedzei imiwo sechizvarwa chezimbabwe chinotarisawo zviri kuitika munyika yezimbabwe pamwe chete nepasi rose zvii zvamungataura pamusoro pemusangano
ini ndinoti musangano weUnited Nations General Assembly musangano wakanaka pakuti unotarisa zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana zviri kutarisana nenyika dzepasi rose asi chiutarisa takatarisana maringe nenyika yedu yezimbabwe ndinonzwa kusuwa kukuru kuti zvizhinji zvinotaurwa kumisangano yakadai hazvifambirane nenhau dzedevelopment dziri kuitika mukati menyika yedu tikatarisa kumisangano uyu kuri kutaurwa nyaya yemasustainable development goals ayo ari kunziwo ava kureplesa mamillennium development goals asi tichitarisa Zimbabwe pa15 years dzadarika hapana changa chichinyanya kukwitika chine chekuita nemamillennium development goals aya saka tinenge tichida kuona kuti isusu mumisangano yakakosha kudai iri kuita kuti nyika dzifambire kumberi nyika yedu iri kuwana zvairi kuwanawo here kana kuisa zvairi kuisawo here ende panguva ino ndinoona sokuti Zimbabwe yakasare kumashure saka misangano yakadai nekunaka kwayo kwese haina zvairi kunyanya kuzobatsira nyika yedu.
Tambonzwawo vamwe vachitaura kuti mutungamiri wenyika vachabata nyaya yezvirango zvavanoti zviri kubatawo Zimbabwe. Tanzwawo zvakare gurukota rezveutano Dr. David Parerenyatwa patamboitawo nawo hurukuro vabatawo zvakare nyaya yezvirango. Hamufungo kuti ndozvingaite here kuti Zimbabwe inge iri kukundikana kuzadzisa zvamuri kutaura izvi?
Ini ndinoona sokuti hurumende yedu nemutungamiriri wedu wenyika varobert Gabriel Mugabe havasi kuda kumira pachokwadi. Chokwadi chiripo ndichocho chokwadi chokuti tiri munguva yekutambudzika panyaya dzemamiriro eupfumi hwenyika yedu ikonomi pamwe chete nepolitics. But maonero andinozviita zvese izvi zviri kubva munyaya dzematongerwo ari kuitwa nyika yedu. Pakutanga kuti hakutariswe hakuremekedzwe kodzero dzevanhu chinhu chokutanga ichocho. Chechipiri, nyika yedu yakazara uori kubva kumutungamiriri wenyika pamwe chete navo vakamukomberedza vanoona upfumi hwenyika sekuti upfumi hwavo hwemupfudu dzavo hwavanofanira kushandisa maringe nezvavanoda iwo nemhuri dzavo. Saka kana zvakadaro vasingatarise zvinhu zvakaita seizvozvo zvatingati mismanagement nebad governance vachitarisa chete zvekunze vachida kupomera vamwe vanhu hatina kwatinoenda senyika. Saka ndinoona sokuti ipapo mukuru wenyika pamwe chete negurukota rezveutano vanogona kunge vatipotsei chaicho chaicho chiri kukonzeresa musoro wekuende muZimbabwe. Saka zvatinoda kuti tidzoke pachokwadi chaicho chaicho chekuti pekutanga havana political will yekuimplimenta zvinhu zvakaita sema-sustainable development goals aya. Chechipiri, havana kapasiti yacho sehurumende nekuti hurumende yedu haina mari pari zvino. Saka kuti vachitoda kutarisa zvimwe zvinhu zvokuti munhu kubasic service delivery voda kuzonotarisa futi zvema-sustainable development goals handione vachikwanisa kuzviita nekuti izvezvi pazvishoma zvatiinazvo zvakafanana ne-our own constitution iri kutadza kutoimplimenta. Watimo zvinhu zvavari kuuya zviri kubva kuUnited Nations zvichizouya kwatiri isu havakwanisi kuzviimplimenta zvinhu izvozvo. Totarisa futi nyaya yekuti pari zvino tiri kufamba takatarisana neeconomic crisis yanambotaurai. Saka zvinhu zvese zvakamira hatizive kwatiri kuenda in terms of the politics of the day. Zvinova zvizvo zvinhu zvokuti zvinokanganisa
Right. Tokumbirai kuti murambe muri pachirongwa. Tinotenda zvikuru. Vamabhenge, mungoti dimu your phone cut off when you were still talking. Just briefly, what you wanted to explain in English. Mr. Mabhenge?
Hello?
Yes, your phone got cut when you were trying to explain something in English. May you just continue briefly?
Okay, no, thank you very much. You had asked me whether these events are important. Mm-hmm. And I was responding by saying that, well, it is critical for world leaders to occasionally meet and discuss these matters. But clearly, really, they've been doing so for the past 70 years. And they discuss about poverty, they discuss about good governance, they discuss about development. But what we see is that more and more many of us are being pushed into poverty. More and more many of us are being pushed into, you know, effects of such things as climate. The biggest question that many of us would be asking is that they meet today, 15 years down the line after adopting the Millennium Development Goals, they meet to review them. They have reviewed them. They've moved them from 7 to 17 with several indicators and thousands, really thousands of begin to ask them to say, if you asked yourselves why the MDGs did not succeed in the first place, individually and collectively, they must respond to those questions. It is not enough just to meet and think that you can let the poor down by just meeting and saying that 15 years down the line, there are circumstances that have forced us not to achieve the MDGs. Therefore, we are pushing into sustainable development goals. We are now bringing in more of climate change and the environment. We bring in more of inequality, you know, we are expanding the definition and meaning of poverty and stuff like that. If that is not going to transcend and get down to the ordinary person so that the ordinary person understands it, the ordinary person is carried along and the ordinary person supports these development goals, then we are as good as wasting time.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll come back to you because you know, time is very short here.
Yes.
But we got exactly what you are saying.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, we heard that you know, these leaders are always meeting, but nothing is coming out. I think this came out from Maureen as well.
As well, yeah. So,
they are
concurring, they are agreeing on
that's
that.
That's right, they are agreeing on that. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get Mr. Mlamuli Nkomo, who is an independent political analyst based in Johannesburg. Baba Nkomo, ungabe ukhona ecingweni?
Yebo, ngikhona.
Yeah, Baba Nkomo, sikhuluma ngodaba lwe-United Nations General Assembly. Ungathini ke ngakho ba?
Well, i-United General Assembly ivele iyahlangana nyaka wonke. Akukho okukhulu okukhangelelwe ku-General Assembly. Indaba eziphumayo kakhulu nje kungathi isikhathi sokuthi abakhokheli or omongameli bamazwe bahlangane nje kubonakala ukuthi ngubani osusekhona, ngubani omutsha. I-United Nations General Assembly ayilawo kangako amandla. Amandla angata kwezinye inhlangothi njengabo-Security Council namanye ama-agencies e-UN. Lokho nje kuyisikhathi nje ukuthi hhayi abantu bebonane bakhumbuzane ukuthi hhayi mina ngisasekhona, ukuthi hhayi mina yini esengimutsha kuleli lizwe. Kodwa ukuthi kukhona isisombululo esitheni esiphuma ku-United Nations General Assembly akuvamanga kangako. Ama-agencies lezinye ingatsha zayo i-United Nations yizo kakhulu eziba eziba lama-resolutions angathi ahlonipheka owabhinda.
Yes, awuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Nkomo. So he's speaking there about the General Assembly. He's saying almost what Mr. Mabenge and Katamongwe were saying. You know, that, well, this is an organization, but naturally it can do certain things, but not to the level maybe what other people expect. So at the end of the day, I think we've got a consensus here that it's not too effective. We are still trying to get hold of, you know, ZANU-PF.
Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu.
Yes. So I hope we are going to get him very shortly. So, but we still remember that Mr. Barack Obama, he actually addressed the General Assembly today, and he touched a certain issue on Syria. You know, in Syria, there is a serious crisis there. You know, there's ISIS, almost everything is happening. So let's get a video of him saying something.
Okay.
We know that ISIL, which emerged out of the chaos of Iraq and Syria, depends on perpetual war to survive. But we also know that they gain adherence because of a poisonous ideology. So part of our job together is to work to reject such extremism that infects too many of our young people. Part of that effort must be a continued rejection by Muslims of those who distort Islam to preach intolerance and promote violence. And it must also involve a rejection by non-Muslims of the ignorance that equates Islam with terror. This work will take time. There are no easy answers to Syria, and there are no simple answers to the changes that are taking place in much of the Middle East and North Africa. But so many families need help right now. They don't have time. And that's why the United States is increasing the number of refugees who we welcome within our borders.
And of course, Mr. Barack Obama there is addressing the issue that is really serious in Syria. You know, he's talking about refugees, you know, the influx
ISIS.
Of ISIS, the influx of refugees going to Europe, and all those kind of things. It's really a big crisis. Now I think we are joined by our reporter, Blessing Zulu, who is in New York. Blessing, good evening. I'm told that Blessing's line is cut. Yeah, so
okay, we can while we are waiting for the reconnection, we can as well look at why President Obama urged all the countries to unite. Those are the issues that he mentioned, that America only cannot fight ISIS, cannot look at what's happening in Central Africa, in East Africa, and everywhere. countries have to unite, and the leaders that are at the United Nations General Assembly, some of them are at loggerheads with America. Mm-hmm. They are not agreeing on how to deal with ISIS. They are not agreeing with how to handle issues in Central Africa and all that. So that's where the problem is.
That's right. Ms. Katemaunga, can you chip in there? So what is the problem really in the world, you know, when it comes to some of these crises? You know, Mr. Obama is saying people should come together and tackle some of these issues. What's your take on that?
Yes, I think that at the beginning of the summit, the Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, actually said something, and I quote, he said that the truest test of commitment to this whole agenda of the United Nations is implementation and commitment. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, that statement says that the nation states that have to make the United Nations work. It does not matter whether people are coming from different perspectives where, you know, the Syrian crisis is concerned. Mm-hmm. But what matters is that a platform for debate and discourse where people come and put humanity first and global progress and development first before their religious, commitments, before other interests that are personal. And look at issues rationally. That is, I think, what the call by President Barack Obama was all about, that we should put our differences aside and put our personal interests as nation states aside and look at how we can all come together and, you know, find lasting solutions for this world. There is no way at any point in this lifetime that we can all be on the same page and agreeing on everything. But it is on how we deal with all those crises and all those situations and how we manage conflicts and, other such things. And I think also coming back home, because I always want to, you know, bring it closer to home.
Yes,
is something that our own president has failed to grasp, that we need to be, you know, readmitted into the family of nations and to understand that we have an obligation towards the rest of the world to act and behave in a manner that, that brings progress to our own people and indeed to the whole world. And in the same breath, we also must accept, you know, international public scrutiny and criticism from other people and from indeed the international community. And the moment we try to shut down and isolate ourselves, we are really setting ourselves for failure, and our economy will continue to be in a crisis, will continue to be in a political crisis and isolated, and will not move forward. So this is something that I think our president also needs to understand.
Thank you so much, Ms. Katemaunga. Gibbs, we also want to welcome Mr. Gazira Chirumanzu. Chirumanzu, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Well, thanks, Ijonga. And how is the Katemaunga?
Ms. Katemaunga, may you respond to Mr. Chirumanzu?
Ah, Chief, how are you?
Vachira, Murira.
Nani, Magadini, Mom.
Pasanga na changamire nemuranda wawo apo zvisine nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo yekuti tiri kutaura nezvemusangano weku United Nations, and also you heard what Ms. Katemaunga just said about the United Nations General Assembly. What's your take on this issue, Mr. Chirumanzu?
Well, I think globally it is very important for all nations to come together and discuss, you know, issues that, you know, or that can solve our problems. But the problem I have, or I would say these small countries do have, is that it has sort of come to a talk show where the resolutions are not fully implemented. For example, you find that it is these, you know, big powers that tell these small countries on what to do and how to behave. I was, you know, happy today when I read one of the newspapers where German Chancellor, this lady, you know, propounded that, you know, look, I think the world has to change, where every nation is regarded to be important regardless of the current situation that is taking place.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I think we are now being joined by our reporter, Blessing Zulu, in New York. Zulu, how are you?
How are you, Gibbs?
No, very fine. How is New York?
New York is fine.
Right. Give us a rundown. What is happening right now?
Of course, we are still waiting for President Robert Mugabe to deliver his speech. Mm-hmm. And I must say, the people are very enthusiastic. You know, Mr. Mugabe usually delivers. So many people are actually talking about what he is going to say. So it's one story that is generating interest. Of course, other world leaders like President Barack Obama spoke earlier on in the morning. President Vladimir Putin. Those are some of the keynote speakers who have already delivered their keynote addresses to the United Nations General Assembly.
What do you think the president is going to say, President Robert Mugabe?
I think he's going to hit on the same notes, you know, the issue of targeted sanctions and also the need to reform the United Nations Security Council. Mm.
Blessing, tinonzwa kuti vataura kare semutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica, President Barack Obama, vataura kuti chara chimwe achitswanyinda nyika dzepasi rose dzinofanira kuita mubatira pamwe kana kuti kushanda pamwe kuti matambudziko akatarisana nenyika idzi kana nepasi rose anga achipedzwa. Zvatambirwa sei izvo?
Zvatambirwa nemufaro nevanhu vakawanda, asi tinoonaka kuti ivo Obama pavanga vachitaura tichitarisa nyaya yeSyria iyi, vanga vachiti ivo kuti dambudziko remuSyria ripere, mutungamiri wenyika iyi Bashar Assad anofanira kusiya chigaro. Asi vaPutin vateera mumashure mavo vanga vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa, Assad haafaniri kusiya chigaro, uye vaObama vataurawo nyaya yeku Crimea uko kwavanga vachiti Russia haifaniri kupindira mune matongerwo edzimwe nyika. Nekudaro tiri kuona kuti nyika hombe idzi panenge pane matambudziko kare, satatombodzikawo kunana Zimbabwe uko.
Yes, yabunza lapho Blessing Zulu kandaba khuluma kola ngale ke eNew York nguye ke intatheli indaba yethu eNew York. Khuluma ke ukuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe ukhangelelwe ukuthi uza khuluma kola ngale United Nations, lapha akhuluma khona uyacabangela ukuthi angakhuluma ngezijeso zenotho jonga. Kwakho wakukhuluma khona ngeviki ephelileyo njalo bonanzani uza kubamba futhi. Sizwile njalo ukuthi ngeviki ephelileyo uMongameli Robert Mugabe ukhulume kakhulu ngezijeso lezi. Waphinda wakhuluma lokuthi phela umhlabathi kusezandleni zabantu. Uyabona? Lapho kuhlupha khona kwalapho ukuthi kambe kunjalo yini. So ke Mr. Zulu, so when you look at some of these issues, you know, concerning President Mugabe's address, do you think that some world leaders will listen to him?
I think they will. Obviously, you know, they are not many who still stand on the world stage and tell it like it is, like what Mr. Mugabe is renowned for doing. So you can tell that even from journalists here, there's a lot of interest as to what he's going to say. But of course, you see, just like the other previous speakers, people want to see, you know, if those speeches will turn into something meaningful, food on the table for mm-hmm. the ordinary people. Mm-hmm. I think those are the issues that we want to see what happens after the speech.
Ndozvimwechete zvavishaurwa nevatiinavo mudare Gibbs. Vari kungotaura kuti hongu vakuru ava vanogona kutaura zvemashoko avanotaura, asi zviri kuzoshandurwa here kuti zvichiiswa zvigadzwe kana zvishandiswe zvinenge zvasungwa kumusangano. Ndozvimwechete zviri kutaura naBlessing.
Yeah, vakuruma kakuru kona kuti kambe uyaphuma khona ngale kuyanceda yini uZulu. Phela abantu bangatshona bekhuluma jonga bekhuluma ihlangane lichoni kodwa ungaphumile uto
asi chii chinobuda ipapo
hanje uyabona inxa uphume zero
aiwa tinoona dzimwe nguva gore rino zvinoshanduka Gibbs
kuti sibone kuti uyaphuma ke mnumzana. Now we wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners and now we are crossing over to our streaming and we are streaming live and for those people who want to join us right now visit this website right now, www.voazimbabwe.com. For our guests, Ms. Maureen Mukatemaunga, Mr. Kazira Tsirumanzi, and Mr. Mlamo Likomo, please stay on the line. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri saying stay tuned.